From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. China's infamous bureaucracy has bedeviled people for ages, but in the past decade, daily life in major Chinese cities has become far more efficient. That's the impression from NPR's Frank Langfitt, who has spent a lot of time in China over the years. He sent this postcard from Shanghai.
When I worked in Beijing in the 1990s, many reporters had a driver. And the reason wasn't because they couldn't drive, but because they needed somebody to deal with China's crippling bureaucracy. I had a guy named Old Zhao, and he would drive around for days going to different bureaus to pay our different bills, often being abused by functionaries. It's 15 years later, and I'm in Shanghai, and I'm paying my bills today, and all I have to do is walk across the street to a convenience store. The electric bill is a lot more expensive. It's about $150, but it's really easy to pay. Another area where efficiency is improved in China is rail travel. Here's an example from a recent trip.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Harmony. I would like to send our regards to you on behalf of all the crew members of this train.
If you want to get from Beijing to Shanghai back in the old days, often you take a night train and it would take you maybe 12 hours. These days, there's a bullet train that can do it in 5. I'm actually on that bullet train right now heading home to Shanghai, and I'm going about 190 miles an hour. It's a very comfortable ride. I have a wireless card on my laptop, and I can get a lot of work done. Often I write stories on the train.
The train will soon be stopping at the destination, Shanghai Hongqiao Station, in a minute.
China's become more efficient because of technology and market competition in the economy.
Jim McGregor, I've been in China for just about 25 years now. I'm a consultant, author, and public speaker.
McGregor's witnessed lots of progress, especially in the private sector. Some government-run operations are still stuck in the old ways, including some airports.
I flew down here yesterday from Beijing to Shanghai, and it was snowing in Beijing. What was crazy is there's no information. You go to the gate, but they keep changing the gate, but there's no electronic system. This modern Beijing airport that is state-of-the-art, but there'll be a cardboard board saying, go to gate 42. You go to gate 42, it says, go to gate 20. So you got to kind of stay awake and run around to see where they've changed your gate. These are the airports run by the government.
And in other parts of daily life, efficiency runs the gamut. McGregor recalls it took 18 months to close his daughter's account at the flagship state-run Bank of China.
We couldn't do it till she came back here on vacation because they had to have her standing in front of them.
But at China Merchants Bank, which emphasizes customer service, the staff go out of their way to help me fill out forms. That's a keypad at the teller's window asking for my password.
It's very nice. I wrote my numbers down, and they were illegible, and he fixed them for me. He rewrote them. 10, 15 years ago when I did that sort of thing, they just scowled at me and threw things back.
The sector that probably best illustrates how efficient China has become and how far it still has to go is the Internet. On websites like 360buy.com, it's possible to order everything from a piano to cosmetics and have it delivered to your door next day for free. But because of the Communist Party's cyber controls, surfing foreign websites, even using Google, can range from slow to impossible. Sometimes it's so bad, you can't even log on to your email. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.